Welcome to the Simple Money, Simple Life podcast. I am Matt Erickson, and I'm your host. This is a podcast where we explore how simplicity beats complexity, especially in money matters. We explore investing, personal finance, and how to live a simple and awesome life. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 58 titled The Great Resignation. It's good to be bringing you another podcast. Hope everyone is doing great out there. This is Matt Erickson, the Simple Money, Simple Life podcast. And the title, The Great Resignation, is an interesting one that we'll get into in a minute. But it's been a couple weeks since I dropped a podcast. Sorry about missing one again. Just had a lot going on. And this week I had an eye surgery. It's called the refractive lens replacement surgery. And it is a surgery that where you have the lens of your eye replaced with an artificial lens. And it allows for good vision throughout your life and also good, I will never need reading glasses. So it was a interesting surgery to go through, and wondered if I wanted to do it because it's pretty expensive. But so this week my eyes have been healing and it's getting better and better each day. I had it just a few days ago, so my eyes are definitely improving, and hopefully I'll never have to wear contacts or glasses again. So I would have had LASIK, but I'm too old for that. So the eye guy recommended this one, and it was kind of weird to have my eyes worked on like that. They even put an IV in and did some things, but everything went well, and hopefully I'll be seeing well within the next week or so. I'm already seeing pretty well, but it takes a while for it to the blurriness and everything to completely go away. So the Great Resignation, I decided to talk about this topic because it's affecting so many people right now. And the Great Resignation has to do with a record high 4.3 million workers in the United States who quit their jobs as part of the Great Resignation in August 2021, which represents the highest monthly total since the data began being collected in December of 2000. So we'll get in later into the theories and reasons of why this is, but I just want to read and share and go over some information that I find interesting. So the COVID-19 pandemic has allowed for workers basically to rethink their careers, rethink their work conditions, their long-term goals. And as many workers attempted to bring their employees in person back to work, workers desired the freedom to work from home that they had gotten used to during the pandemic. So they started to telecommute, have schedule flexibility, which was something that a lot of people really got used to and enjoyed. So additionally, many workers, particularly some of the younger ones, are seeking to gain what we all call a better work-life balance. So restaurants and hotels, industries that require in-person interactions, as all of us know, have been hit the hardest from these resignations. So COVID-19 stimulus payments and unemployment benefits have allowed those who rely on these lower wage jobs to be able to survive during this time, leaving lots of empty jobs at restaurants and hotels and other service industry locations. So according to an Adobe study, the exodus is being driven by millennials and Gen Z, but I read another study that said it's more millennials and Gen Xers. So there's a little bit of conflicting data based on the research that you look at. And a lot of it has to do with people being dissatisfied with their work. More than half of Gen Z reported planning to seek a new job within the next year. In April 2021, as COVID-19 vaccination rates increased, evidence began coming out that the Great Resignation was beginning in the United States. That month, a record 4 million Americans quit their job. And then in June 2021, approximately 3.9 million Americans quit their job. And resignations are consistently the highest in the South, where 2.9% of the workforce voluntarily left their jobs in June, followed by the Midwest at 2.8% and the West 2.6%. The Northeast is the most stable region with 2.0% of workers quitting in June. So according to Microsoft's 2021 Work Trend Index, more than 40% of the global workforce are considering quitting their job in 2021. And according to another survey conducted in early August 2021, 65% of employees said they are looking for a new job, and 88% of executives said their company is experiencing higher turnover than normal. In October 2021, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that food service workers' quit rate rose to 6.8%, which is well above the industry average of 4.1% over the last 20 years. And still higher than the industry's quit peak in 5% in 2006 and 2019. So resignation rates, according to one study, they're the highest among mid-career employees between the ages of 30 and 45. And with an average increase of more than 20% between 20 and 21. Resignations are highest in the tech and the healthcare industries, and there's also been identified dramatic differences in turnover rates between companies in different industries. So while resignations actually decreased slightly in industries such as manufacturing and finance, 3.6% more healthcare employees quit their jobs than in the previous year, and in tech, resignations increased by 4.5%. In general, we found that resignation rates were higher among employees who worked in fields that had experienced extreme increase in demand due to the pandemic, likely leading to increased workloads and burnouts, such as healthcare and tech. So as we look at this great resignation, it causes us to wonder why. Like sometimes, like we've noted in some of these studies, that some of it is related to the people being overburdened during the pandemic by the workload and how much they've had to put themselves at risks, and the amount of hours they've had to work, and just having too much on their plate. Another factor, I think, in this great resignation that's happening across the country is that a lot of baby boomers who were at home during the pandemic and maybe were out of work for a little bit, some of them decided that it wasn't worth it to them to go back to work. They might have learned that they didn't need their job and that they had saved enough to retire. And so I think hundreds of thousands of them decided to go ahead and retire and not return back to work because it just wasn't worth it. They were concerned about their health and safety. And that left open a whole bunch of jobs in the United States where some people maybe who are less qualified or younger were able to fill those jobs, leaving a lot of the lower quality jobs available and unfilled. I also think the strong bull market over the last 13 years, where the stock market has done really well, has positioned a lot of those baby boomers and maybe even Gen Xers in favorable positions where they could retire if they wanted to, and I think a lot of them did. I also think part of the great resignation has to do with a lot of kids who are going to college nowadays are not needing to work because their parents are paying for their tuition and their living expenses. And so a lot of them are just focusing on school instead of school and work. And so I think there's a lot of empty service jobs that typically college kids will fill that are not being filled because of this reason. I think the pandemic caused people to really rethink their lives and and really consider what brings them happiness. And so there's been a lot of changing of jobs, taking some time off, maybe taking a sabbatical or a mini retirement or just retiring for good. And so there's been a real upheaval in the United States as, and in many workplaces, as we've seen many restaurants have had to go to limited days and hours because they just don't have enough staff to fill the position. Some restaurants have closed. A lot of places are really struggling with this, including the place I work. We've had a really hard time over the last year hiring staff and finding enough people who are wanting and willing to work. We've had to really strategize about raising pay, making it a better work environment, and other things so that we can attract people who want to work there. So there are some cautions that we all should consider before we go and quit our jobs or resign or be part of this great resignation. Jobs, work in general, I think is good for people, most people. I think work gives people a sense of purpose. It gives them a social network. It gives them a sense of satisfaction, something to do, something to get up for. And oftentimes when people retire, their life satisfaction will actually sometimes go down because work had been giving them their social life and their sense of purpose and something to get up for in the day. And when they haven't retired to anything, but they've just retired from work, they find themselves missing that and not establishing good routines and good habits to replace those and good social contacts. Whereas some people thrive in retirement because they really do form social networks. They find purpose in other things other than their paid job that they had, and they're able to live a really enjoyable life. So knowing that ahead of time and planning that out is an important thing to do. Now, another reason I decided to talk about this topic is because I've worked at my place of employment for almost 20 years. It's been quite a long time. And just over the last couple weeks, I have decided to actually leave my job. And so after 20 years of working at the same place and really being a part of the leadership team and a part of building the place to what it is today, I'm actually getting ready to leave. I will work till the end of the year at this place, and then I will move on to my next adventure. There are a lot of reasons why I chose to do it, and it's not something I was necessarily expecting to do, but sometimes in life, we have to be nimble and flexible and be able to pivot and move different directions when certain things happen. It was my choice that I left, thank goodness. It would be a punch to the gut if I would have been let go or fired, but it was a personal choice that I made. And one day in the future, I'll maybe get into more details as to why this is, but at this time, I probably had better keep some of those details to myself. But I'm leaving on good terms, and I'm going to really miss the wonderful people I get to work with and the students I've been able to serve over the years working there and the families. However, there comes certain times in life where you just feel like you need to move on and do something different. So that is exactly what I'm going to do. So I guess in a way I'm part of this great resignation. I didn't expect that or see that coming, but that's the way it will do. So what I'm planning on doing is starting my own private practice in coaching and mental health therapy, as well as maybe some financial coaching for families and individuals who need it and want it and are hoping to improve themselves. So that will be a fun new adventure that I get to start on in the beginning of the year. And that will be it for today's episode, everybody. Hope you're all doing great in your lives and having success and happiness as we get ready to head into the holiday season. I hope you're enjoying the beautiful fall season and all it has to offer. And remember, the simple life is a good life.